Really quick announcement, ballers. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, I'm hosting my first live tournament at Cinco Soccer on February 3rd. It's going to be a lot of fun with 2 hours of nonstop games, and you'll get to connect with me and my team. All the details are up at soccercrunchfc.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram at Coach Brandon Hema for all the information. I hope to see you guys there, and now let's get into today's episode. Today, we're going to go over designing training sessions, what you can do to improve your training sessions so that you can really see the progress that you want in your game. We're just going to review some things that you need to accelerate your process of improvement and help you improve at a quicker rate. So, having a plan for exactly what you're going to do every step of the way in your development is going to help you really achieve your goals and get to the area that you want. And it's no different than your training sessions. So, every time you either complete an individual training session or a team training session, you have to have an objective and something you're looking to achieve every single time you step out onto the field, whether that's your first touch, weak foot ability, any of those certain different things in your game, any aspects of your game that you want to improve on. You have to have a plan for how exactly you're going to achieve that. So in your individual training session, you want to set up activities and drills that help you gain repetition and will help you gain game realistic actions to basically mimic exactly how you're going to be controlling the ball so that you can translate those skills over to the game. With that, I'm just going to give you guys a few tips on things that you can keep in mind when you're preparing your training sessions, and these are going to help you develop your game further. So, number one is timing your training sessions. I see players just go out onto the field, even if they have a plan. If they're doing some sort of drill, they kind of get distracted. They just start juggling, start shooting at the goal because they're not really dialed in and they're not really focused on what their plan is and what their objective is for their training session. So, timing your sessions keeps you on track, focused, and balanced on what you need to do to improve. Number two is training with maximum intensity. So, you can go out onto the field and complete actions and you can go through the motions, but is that really getting you exactly what you want? Again, the way you train is going to be the way you play. So if you're not training the same way that you're going to go out into a game, of course, you're not going to be able to compete at the level that you want to. The habits that you have in your training sessions are going to carry into your game. So over a long enough period of time, if you're lazy, you're going to be lazy in games. But if you're focused and you're balanced and you're training with maximum intensity in, then you're going to play at that same maximum intensity. Hey ballers, I just wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I want to change your game. If you're listening to this podcast, you know I have what it takes to help you become the best player you can be. So go to my Instagram at Coach Brandon Hema and DM the words coach me. I'll reach out and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your soccer career, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram at Coach Brandon Hema and DM the words coach me, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back into today's episode. Tip number three for your training sessions is creating a plan for your training session. So you're going to want to define exactly what you're going to work on with a step-by-step on what you're going to be training. So if you're going into team training, you're going to identify exactly what you want to work on and put yourself in those positions to improve. Let's say you want to work on your weak foot ability. Most teams start off training with a rondo or some sort of possession exercise. You're going to want to challenge yourself and put yourself in positions where you're only using your weak foot. So maybe you use your weak foot only, or try to use your weak foot as much as you can, and take advantage of those opportunities in order to improve. And similarly, for your individual training sessions, create a plan for the activities that are going to help you achieve those goals that you want in your game. So if you want to improve your scanning, create a plan where you need to be aware of your positioning on the pitch so that you can improve that area, so that you can work on that and translate that into the game. Point number four is to recover properly. So this goes for anything, whether it's a training session or a game. Before or after, you need to be recovering properly to maintain your level of play and to keep yourself at high energy. So what that includes is your sleep. You need to be sleeping an average of 7 to 9 hours, and that'll help you stay sharp and alert. Another part of this is eating a healthy and clean diet to give your body the energy you need to stay active. These are two essential things that you need to do to keep yourself playing at a high level. And what recovering also helps you do is helps you lowers that risk of injury because your muscles are able to properly heal. You can get back onto the field less sore, and helps your body build up those muscles and the strength in your ligaments faster and at a much higher rate. The last tip for improving your training sessions is to reflect on your actions. Take your time to write down your goals, successes, and your challenges from your training session. To help you improve for the next time is to understand what you did in your training session the previous times. Really try to understand your actions, what is helping you improve, what you need to change, and what's holding you back. Creating a plan for your reflection will help you understand those points, and then going forward, you can change, adjust, and adapt to your situation so that you can improve at a quicker rate and get to the level that you want to get to. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how I can help you become the best player you can be, DM the words coach me on Instagram at Coach Brandon Hema for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you get to the next level in your soccer journey.